Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Quiznos. Quiznos has a new loyalty app for Androids and iPhones called Quiznos Toasty Points. The app works at almost all Quiznos in the US and Canada. What is it? Spend $1 to earn 1 point. Points, unlike internet points, get you free food. 20 points, a free drink. 35 points, a free combo. 50 points, a free small sub. 70 points, free regular sub. For signing up, you get a free small sub with any purchase. Does not require any points for this offer. Just a way for Quiznos to sweeten the deal. Download this fucking amazing app from Quiznos called Toasty Points. Enter promo code Doug and get a free small sub with any purchase and 20 bonus points. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a buck with burgers in his teeth. There's still not one that he will see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That one was, like, kind of aggressive, you guys. So I'm sitting in the green room, and the manager of the club comes in and goes, 2-minute warning, and then I hear, Doug loves... I didn't hear that. I heard Doug hates. But also in the room, is it me or is it like the, you could barely hear the lyrics? I've never heard it like that before, where it was just like the music mostly. But anyway, we'll fix that in post. It's great to be here. Let me get this out and start reading to you. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that we're coming to you from the Improv in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's Saturday, December 17th, 2016, 420-ish. And I know you guys have some great name tags. I was right. I saw that one on Twitter today. Oh, there's a big box of donuts. He just wrote Alex inside the box. Satanic? Titanic? Your name is Ty? Thais. Holy shit, you know you're white, right?
I'm Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian. You're a white Brazilian. Hateful Tate? Your last name is Tate? Your first name is Tate? That's awesome first name. What's wrong with your parents? What's your last name? Oh, she's not going to say. So I'm guessing you just made up the Tate part also. She's here undercover. I saw that I Love You, Dan poster on Twitter. I think I used it on Instagram. Jason and Bert go to White Castle. Very funny. I'm going to murder you. In the front row is a Fred Claus. What? How did you change it?
I'm Fred.
Your name is Fred? Your nickname is Fred. Okay. All right. We got lots of good ones. Thank you. There's one guy holding up a business card or a... some sort of membership card. We'll see where that gets him. Where's your name tag? No, the guy I was pointing to. That doesn't have one. You're holding one. I go, where's your name tag? And a lady holding up a name tag goes, me? You got a big stocking. You have what I like to eat in there? What does that mean? Walnuts? What are you talking about over there? Have a seat, lady. And good luck to everybody. Doug plugs two Los Angeles shows coming up this week. I'm not going to say which one, but one of them has an amazing lineup, and the other one is pretty good. That's Tuesday, December 20th at the UCB Franklin, and then Thursday, December 22nd at Meltdown Comics. And don't forget about my holiday taint shows, December 26th in San Diego, December 27th in Irvine, December 29th in Sacramento, and New Year's Eve at 420 at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. And a Douglas Movies has been added to the final night of the SF Sketchfest next year in January, Sunday, January 29th. For all the info you need on my dates and other things, back episodes, seasons of the show, all of that stuff you can find, you know where. DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglowsMovies.com. People hate that so much. Shit. All right. I won't do that forever, but it amuses me because I get people get so angry about it. The prize bag includes something that I showed the audience during break. It is the Tell the Truth sign with Will Smith on it and a bunch of little Douglas Movies faces all over it that was made and given to me by someone here in Fort Lauderdale a year ago. I was here about a year ago, right? Yeah. What? February? Yeah. Oh, I came back too soon. So yes, a guy made that for me and gave it to me in February. Is he here tonight, today? I didn't know if he'd show up or not, but I've been traveling with it. I took pictures of it in different state capitals, and now it's back, and it's in the prize bag. Someone's going home with the Tell the Truth sign, because it's more important than ever right now to tell the truth. I also brought a peacemaker pipe. Nice black one. It's real good, real undercover business. Although I guess you guys don't have to worry about it as much now that medical is legal in Florida. Great job, you guys. And yesterday I had the honor of being a guest briefly on the very last episode of the local radio show called Paul and Young Ron. And people are very, very sad to see young Ron go, but we had a fun time yesterday morning, and I managed to snag one of the very exclusive final Paul and Young Ron t-shirts. So that's going in the prize bag. Along with all the stuff my guests brought, it's three fellas that have been on the show before, two Floridians and one, you know, actually three Floridians. Yeah, that's right. Please give a big warm welcome to Matt Fernandez, Chris Crespo, and Bert Kreischer. This gentleman over here dressed up. Thank you for wearing that tuxedo.
I'm glad you said that I was a Floridian. I thought you were going to forget.
Yeah, Bert's from Tampa.
I'm a full-blooded tampon.
Really? Yeah. I don't think that's how you want... You don't want to say it like that.
A full-blooded, soggy tampon.
No, why... At least full-blooded is something people say about where they're from, but soggy never comes up.
It rains a lot. It rains every afternoon.
Florida's it's definitely moist. Soggy.
It's moist.
That's a moist tampon. Ah, too far. That was too far.
So gross. Let's meet my guests individually, you guys. Let's give a big round of applause to Chris Crespo, everybody.
Hey! What's up? Meow, meow, meow.
Awesome.
I am Chris Crespo on Twitter.
Damn straight, I am Chris Crespo on Twitter.
No, you are, yeah. But if I say you are Chris Crespo on Twitter, then nobody's going to find you.
Ain't no one going to find
Because your name
me,
on
no.
Twitter is I am Chris Crespo.
Because there's like 50 other Chris Crespos. And who are these people? A bunch of losers. I am
you,
Chris
you're
Crespo.
You're the one. Wait, yeah. There's you're a lot the of least Chris. Loser of
there's,
all.
There's dozens of them.
Do you know a guy named Henry Crespo?
Of course I don't.
Oh. I thought you said, of course I do. And I went, I grew up with him. I was wondering if you guys were... Brothers.
No, sorry. No. No. Yeah, shout out to Joseph Crespo.
I didn't think Crespo was that... I thought that was kind of a unique name. But.
In Puerto Rico, it's more common, but this is Florida, so that's,
right.
That's a fine assumption to make.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you, sir, are a writer and film critic, and you were on Douglas Movies when I did in Orlando one time.
Yes,
and
this is my second time, so my Twitter will now change to Douglas Movies Regular Contributor.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Contributor.
Thank you. It'll say Show couldn't exist without Chris Crespo. Doug Loves Movies. There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you could write multiple appearances.
Yep.
Something
two.
Like that.
It's multiple.
And
it's more than one.
When we played the games in Orlando, did you win? I know Esther Koo didn't.
I did win, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I did win.
You did win that one.
Yeah.
And you were up against the man to your right, Matt Fernandez, everybody.
He's a film critic. Spoiler alert, he's going to win today, too.
I do like movies. Yeah.
I think you should have more faith in Bert Kreischer than that.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately. Fernandez, now, do you know any relation to Aaron Fernandez?
I'm from Tampa, and I didn't know you were from Tampa. I think you could be my biological father.
Are you really from Tampa?
I drove here from Tampa.
Did you grow up in Tampa, though?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
My whole life. I went to Hillsborough High School.
Wait, you went to Hillsborough High School?
Fuck yeah, man. We travel.
The two only white guys that went to Hillsborough High School.
Well, you got us there.
Holy shit. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'd say to audience members that are going to yell stuff out.
No one cares where you're from.
Now, Matt is Fat Hernandez on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Thanks, man.
It's very, very clever. Makes him a little harder to find, but it sure is fun.
Just switch the first letters of each of my names.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not rocket science. Figure it out.
That's
Fat
right.
Hernandez.
Yeah.
I
look, Bert got it.
Fernandez.
That's my actual name.
Have you seen the hashtag going around, Bert is Fat Hernandez?
You will now.
Bert Kreischer is here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Headlining all weekend here at the Fort Laud Improv that's actually in Hollywood, Florida. At the Seaman Hole Casino.
What did you call it?
I'm laughing harder at it because I'm high and you're not.
I can't hear anything this far away from you.
It does. Well, that's another thing that happens in a lot of these shows that people, the listeners, don't really know. But, you know, comedy clubs, the acoustics are just kind of meant for one person to stand in the middle of the stage and talk.
Yeah.
So when we're sitting, even Bert's not that far from me, but, like, it is hard for us to hear each other.
Yeah,
But, you know, we'll pay attention, and it'll
be... It's good this way. If I was sitting right next to you, I'd be a fucking cannonball. Like, this is good. I like this energy.
Do you like that there's some... Somebody just put donuts directly on the stage.
No, I don't like that at all.
Who did fucking, that?
Who?
Oh, all the way back there? Because it's your name tag. You've got a shithead on the inside. You should have kept it. Oh, you have a separate name tag, but the shithead's inside the donuts.
No, it's a note.
It's a note?
Mystery note.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to piss off my first show, so why don't you bring me another vodka top soda as well. It's going to be a long fucking night, everybody, here with the Improv. I haven't had a carb. I take that back. I had a bagel yesterday morning, but
that's many carbs.
But man, I'm on a diet, and those things look so good.
Well, let's talk about it, Bert. You and Tom Segura are competing to
yes.
lose weight.
Yes. The weigh-ins are January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You need to achieve a BMI, which is your body mass index. Of me and Tom were obese right now, and we're just trying to get to overweight. And the bet is with Ari Shaffir. So if we can both get into overweight, then Ari Shaffir has to take us to Paris. But if either of us don't get into overweight and stay obese, then we've got to pay for the three to go to Paris. And then here's the real kicker, side bet, Tom and I, the person who loses the most weight gets to shave the other guy's beard off. And I just booked something to shoot on Comedy Central January 11th. And now I'm fucking... They call today and they're like, you're not losing this fucking bet. We're not going to put you on. And everyone go, who the fuck's this fat kid? Oh, shit. Chunk Sings?
So what's the cutoff for when are you officially not obese and you're overweight?
227.
Oh, okay.
And right now I'm 235. I was 256 at Thanksgiving. I just quit drinking for 4 days. I wish that wasn't true. I just quit drinking for 4 days, and then the weight came off, and then I was like, fuck. And then I just stopped eating altogether. So I'm at the very beginning stages of anorexia. I'm being serious. You saw me eat today. I just had the chicken.
That's right. I did see that. I was a witness to his very diet-conscious lunch.
I'm very yeah. Lucky and focused.
And no drinks at lunch.
I didn't drink at lunch, but I'm drinking pretty aggressively now.
Yeah. Now you got the vodka sodas going.
Vodka sodas, no carbs. It's paleo, bro, so.
And you know that Tito's is gluten-free.
I know. Bertito, the guy who owns Tito's. The guy who owns Tito's, his name's Bert, too. And so they reached out to me and sent me a care package for my weight loss. Yeah. Bertito is his name.
The guy who runs Tito's is named Tito.
No, it's Bert.
Is his last name Tito?
Bert
Tito?
It's a guy named Tito Beverage.
Is his name Bertito?
His name is Bertito. It really is. I think it means little Bert. Bertito. I swear to God, they emailed me and they're like, we don't really sponsor tours or anything, but if you have a thing, like a charity you want to be involved with, we'll get involved with you. They're like, by the way, our owner's name's Bert also. And then I was like, I thought it was Tito. And then they wrote back, no, Bertito.
All right, well, from now on, we have to order Bertitos and soda.
Ooh, that's a good fucking... I hate, you're so good at that fucking... I said in the back, I go, my whole use of talking is just to speak enough until someone goes, oh, that's a $1 million idea. But Doug always has the $1 million idea. He wanted to name my last special. He goes, you should call it White Noise.
Wait, what did you call it? Oh, you had to use the machine because you know, that was the whole point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
To do the machine bit on TV.
The machine or shh. I just thought it would be cool to make people say that. Hey, I saw your special. Shh. Or baby fucker.
I saw you yesterday drinking like a fiend at the Paul and Young Ron final show.
Yeah.
And that was really fun because Florida's own Stephen Bauer, who you guys might remember from Scarface, as the Oh Hello guys would call it, Scarface. Oh no, the shirt's coming off. Sorry I brought it up.
I cannot be on stage with a fucking shirt on. I get so panicky.
That did not take very long at all.
I guarantee you the rest of us overweight guys on stage are not going to take our shirts off.
No. I'm going to put on another shirt.
put on Bert's shirt.
Yeah.
It's soaking wet right now.
Never mind.
But... You know, Stephen Bauer, like really, you know, he's been around forever. Now he's on Ray Donovan on Showtime, and he shows up to say goodbye to these radio guy, and he sees Bert, and he goes, "Why is your shirt off?" And he goes, "I took it off." And he goes, "Oh, we're taking our shirts off." And he takes Stephen Bauer just takes his shirt off, and for the rest of the show, and for maybe hours after that, he's just hanging out with no shirt on. I think maybe that's a fucking...
It's a Florida
thing.
I remember when they made it illegal to take your shirt off at Bucks games, and people threw a fucking stink. They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, they should have just made it illegal to not wear deodorant. That's why they...
So the note inside the box of donuts... From the donut place that I can't read the name of it now, but it's on 420 Eaton Street.
Wait, that's not real. That's not fucking real. 420 Eaton Street? That's gonna be the dispensary.
The note inside said, "We ate the good donuts. These are throw nuts." Yeah, so Bert, if at any point you feel like just reaching in there and throwing one at the audience.
I just wiped my tits with this hand, so.
They moved out of the way.
That's a good. That's a good poster to try to hit.
I'll hit the poster. Oh my God! I'm eating my, licking my fingers.
Oh shit! What's got a chocolate donut then?
Let's see a film critic throw.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
That guy's cleaning up on donuts over there.
Yeah!
I want to eat this so bad.
Eat it, Bert. Take a bite and throw it.
Do not eat it, Bert.
That's a floor donut. No, we got it. Take a bite.
You take a bite out of it and throw it like a grenade.
That guy just ate the floor donut. I saw it.
Those are my favorite type, cake battered donuts and fucking frosted. That blueberry one I would have fucking murdered. I really am getting an eating disorder. You know what I was thinking about doing? I was taking a bite, chewing it, and spitting it out. My diet right now consists of coffee and hot sauce.
Wait, so when is the weigh-in?
January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Final weigh-in's on the 3rd, but I...
Why 3 days in a row?
Because Ari thinks that what I'll just do is go Chris Cyborg on him and cut weight. Which I would do. That's what I would do. But he goes, you need to be under obesity for 3 days straight, so it's a lifestyle. I think it's going to be big. I think we're going to... I don't know. We're doing weigh-ins, and Rogan's going to MC them. And The Rock got involved. That's when it got really fucking insane. No, The Rock got involved. Like, I did a video, and I was just talking shit about Tom, and I said a line. It won't go over well here, but I'll say it anyway. I said, I do 2 days. I go, 2 days for you guys who didn't get pussy in high school is how us badasses put hair on our balls. And The Rock fucking loved it, and he retweeted it, and he was like, this is fucking hilarious. I'm now Team Bert. And Tom was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, maybe you can get Kevin Hart.
Or Vin Diesel, maybe. Or there's lots of options out there.
Vin Diesel and The Rock have beef in the new Fast and Furious. It's on the tip. Yeah. It's on my head right now.
I think their beef was that Vin was eating too much of it. I think he gets a little out of shape, and The Rock is just solid.
Fuck, dude, do you ever watch his workout videos? Does this sound super homoerotic?
Let's see where this goes.
I tweeted one time, hey, don't worry, if your dick gets hard when you watch The Rock work out, that's just testosterone. His workout videos, if you're not on his Instagram...
Are you just watching Pain and Gain or something?
No, but I watched the workout leading up to Pain and Gain that him and Mark Wahlberg did, and now I think my YouTube just thinks I'm gay because all it puts is like, I think you'd enjoy Rich Froning, and I'm like, who's he? Oh, fuck. Look at those penitentiary arms.
I hate how YouTube judges people like that.
All the shit that you've looked
just
up.
Just based on what you want to watch. Oh, this guy's gay. Hi, I'm YouTube. I'm sentient.
YouTube basically says, "All I know Bert will watch men working out, people popping zits, and and sheiks."
Like the Iron Sheik? That kind of sheik?
Yeah.
I got obsessed
with following sheiks on Periscope. Because, and then I took it to the next level, and they just upload their periscopes to YouTube, and I just watch them, watching them live. You just were in the middle of, like, living your life, and they're so fucking exciting. Dude, I'm not even fucking around. Go on Periscope. These sheiks, you just watch them buying Arabian stallions, and then this is when it gets real good. This is when you turn into a detective. It's a sheik will pan, and you'll see a blonde Texas chick, and you'll be like, whoa, where did her life go wrong? And then you do the research. She's definitely on a website. You're like, whoa, she was the peanut queen in Georgia? Shut the fuck up. Modeling gig turns into a sheik's harem. Oh, shit.
You know, if you didn't get into comedy, you would have been a great librarian. Because you say shut the fuck up a lot.
Shut the fuck up.
Can you imagine a librarian? Shut the fuck up!
All right, Bert, what'd you bring for the prize bag, buddy?
I thought this one out.
Oh, okay.
I bought one shirt. This is a it's a bear's face, but it says marshmallow in it. It's about the time I fought a bear. I'm sorry, I didn't need it. And then I thought I should promote something, so I brought my podcast, the Bertcast shirt. And then I figured your fans, unlike mine, probably read, so I brought a copy of my book, Life of the Party.
You should make a Bertcast shirt that says Shirtcast on it.
It's ironic that I sell shirts at all.
You should just let Doug be your manager.
He's got all the ideas.
Yeah. All right, Chris Crespo, what do you got for us?
Oh my God, I got so
much
stuff.
Holy fuck!
Guys, look at all this shit. All right. Yes. I'm not going through everything because it's way too fucking much, but there's a whole bunch of podcasts in the Central Florida area, and about 2% of them are actually good. So I got a couple of stickers and magnets, and there's t-shirts in here. There's a Frisbee from shows like The Swervy Jones Show, A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, What's the Fuss podcast. They all provided stuff. And as well as a Cinema Crespo Diso shirt as well. And to keep
That's your podcast, Cinema Crespo Diso.
Yeah, Cinema Crespo Diso is my show, the number one movie podcast in Florida. Thank you. I always say, if you can...
I didn't know you could break down podcasts by state, but...
It's by state!
It sounds like an interesting statistic.
And I always say, if you can think of a better movie podcast in Florida, go fuck yourself. And I also brought gate passes, damn it. That's all the podcast shit. That's all just podcast shit.
Okay.
And then to keep it movies, the original Planet of the Apes, Quintology on VHS. You're welcome, America. You're welcome.
You should have brought a VCR, too.
There's only one in all of Orlando, and I got it. So
now they'll have to go to a pawn shop, buy a VCR.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I will step in and say Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan is a fantastic fucking podcast.
Is it? Yeah. You did a 3-hour interview with them a couple months ago. That's pretty wild.
All right, who asked you, Bert? I love that. I will step in and announce this. And then you didn't move at all.
Let it go. Shut it down.
You did a verbal step in. Matt Fernandez, what do you got?
I brought a couple of...
I was talking into my beer.
That's where a lot of comedians go wrong. That's where the careers fizzle out, when they talk into their beer instead of the microphone.
I brought these cool movie lithographs from War of the Worlds and The Day the Earth Stood Still. Somehow I ended up with two copies of Jen Kirkman's book, so I also brought that. And I also brought a beer koozie with one of my jokes on it.
I always cut my six-pack rings so they don't choke any dolphins. If I'm going to choke a dolphin, it'll be with my bare hands. That is solid, and I would love to have that wrapped around my beer.
Here, demonstrate it. Show how it wraps around a beer.
I thought you were going to make him choke a dolphin.
Oh, it's like a snap bracelet.
It's like a snap bracelet for beers. Because that just makes life more fun.
Crazy.
That's a big ticket item, apparently. Ooh.
Are you getting fancy?
I like it. It's kind of violent. I think it'd also be good to like slap somebody with it.
Please don't hit me.
Yeah. All right, so all of that is going in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win all this stuff today and then have to carry it around like a weird homeless person. And let's just go down the line real quick, though, before we get into the game portion of the show. Bert, you seem like you're having a thought.
No. I've been ready for this. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, you are ready, because I think you watched something last night.
What was the
last movie you saw?
The Rock working out.
It's not a movie.
Was the last movie you watched a Sheik masturbating?
Actually, when I was walking, right when before I left.
Do you think there are Sheiks that masturbate? Because if they have a harem, why would they need to...
Yeah, I think that's against their religion.
This shit took a turn.
Their bodyguards definitely masturbate.
Yeah, and then they'd be walking around with like stains all over their own clothes because they wear sheets.
Yellow stains on their sheet, on their chic. You know, what's it called?
All right, let's stop talking about that because they will kill us. What were you going to say?
I oddly enough, was just watching a movie about the Iron Sheik before I came here. It's a documentary. But I saw a movie called Time Lapse. Has anyone seen it? Jeff Tate.
Those that have are very excited, but everyone else doesn't care. Or doesn't know it.
I put this out there. I don't. Not that you will know anything I don't, but I'm obsessed with time traveling movies. So if you know of a good time traveling movie, tweet it to me. I will watch it and I will fucking get into it. I got done the show. We had to be at Paul and Young Ron for the thing here at 6 in the morning. And I got done my show at like 3 and I fucking get the text from Jeff.
Wait, you got done with your stand-up show at 3 a.m.?
I got done partying at 3.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sat in my room and I watched this whole fucking time-traveling movie and didn't sleep at all. But it's a pretty good movie. It ends pretty good. I like it.
It ends pretty good.
And then I also watched a movie about ultra-marathoners. Just because I wanted to see what their feet looked like.
And what did their feet look like?
Oh, aggressive.
You had to sit and wait for a foot shot?
No, I just scrolled through and then jumped to every time they were fixing their feet.
Because what do you mean by fixing?
Oh. Dude, this woman runs, she runs 10 marathons in a row in like 6-5 days. And I know, and then every day they've got to take her shoes off, take her compression socks off, and she is howling, and then all the bandages are like kind of molded into her toes, and all her toenails are black, and then that got me on a spiral of Googling marathoners' feet, and I was like, there's a picture, just do it, just do Google ultra marathon feet, and then swipe, and then you'll get to one where it's confusing, it's 2 feet, right? But then there's 3 nails ahead of it, and all the nails are off the fucking foot, and you're like, oh!
Your YouTube account is on a list.
The government knows about you, Bert.
They know.
They got a file for sure.
Dude, I'm obsessed with fitness.
All right. So, yeah, the ending of Time Lapse is pretty good.
And feed videos.
That's the answer to your question.
That one young, the actor, the bad guy in it, or I should, no, yeah, we gave it away, but that guy, he should be in more shit. Who is he?
Who are you asking?
Not a good you are. The only other guy that watched the movie in here.
Oh, there was a few over there.
Has that guy been in anything else?
The bad guy?
Not the bad guy, not the gangster. But
all right, let's not.
You know, I guess I could do this the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Yeah, just look at your phone for a while.
Never. I'll do that later.
Chris Crespo, what was the last movie you saw?
I went and saw this little movie called Rogue One last night.
Oh!
Yeah. The Star Wars. It was all right. Not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. It wasn't great. It
wasn't Alan Two Dicks always delivers. He's the voice of the robot.
As the snarky,
not necessarily
robot.
Snarky. He's like doesn't have any.
No filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
an asshole. So he just says whatever. He's just autistic. It's kind of like an autistic robot.
Yes. Yeah. He has Asperger's.
He's an Asperger robot.
Yes. Yes. Makes him charming but frustrated.
Yeah. They're like, can we get us an Asperger 5000? And
Aspie 5000.
But he's like the comic relief and in the movie. But what I like about it, amongst a lot of things, but my favorite thing about it is how the cutesy factor has been completely removed.
It dialed down totally.
There is nothing cutesy in it. Every once in a while, there'd be a little guy like, and you see him for a few seconds, and you go, that guy's a little weird guy.
But then he picks up a machine gun and starts like shooting stormtroopers in the head. You're like, oh wait, he's a little badass actually.
Yeah,
it's a war movie.
And then you don't see him for very long.
No, you don't. Actually,
yeah, there's not a lot of that in there, which is I like that. But then also, aren't they supposed to be for kids? So I have mixed feelings about
it. Yeah, only the second episode 3 and this one are the only ones to be PG-13, so they are much more violent. I'm not going to say who, but many more people die in this movie than in a typical Star Wars movie. Many people die.
Hang on, back up. In A New Hope, the very first one, an entire planet dies.
Fair enough. But we didn't know any of those people. We didn't know any of them.
Never forget, Chris.
Never forget.
Never forget.
I always forget.
Matt is what?
Goosebumps was good.
Yeah,
good stuff. Yeah.
We're gonna be talking about Rogue One all for months and months and months. I don't want to bore people with it, and I can't wait till the next time Jacob Seeroff is on, because he'll say some shit about it, because it's not canon if George Lucas didn't think of it. But Matt Fernandez, what was the last? You're holding off on Rogue One.
I am.
You're in
I'm
no hurry.
I made the mistake of seeing Star Wars after I had already seen like Guardians of the Galaxy and the new Star Trek movies, so it didn't really knock me on my ass or anything. Ooh. So I'll see it eventually.
Talking shit.
Wow, I feel like someone fucking died in here. Calm down. It's a movie. It's okay.
No. I am super psyched about the next Guardians movie.
Yeah, that I will see on the first day.
But it's funny, in Japan, they didn't want to call it Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. For whatever reason, like translation-wise, they thought it'd be better to call it Guardians of the Galaxy Remix, which to me just sounds like it's the first movie with the scenes all, the order changed.
Like, or the cutscenes are put in.
Yeah, or they put in different music.
Like
DJ Khaled is just going to randomly scream over the movie.
But apparently Remix is a better word to use in Japan for whatever reason.
I think it's because of World War II. Two doesn't have a big thing for that.
I was watching a movie on TBS today called Hit and Run that was co-directed and written and stars a friend of the show, Dax Shepard, and his lovely wife, Kristen Bell. And it's like a kind of a throwback to like Smokey and the Bandit movies. It's like a chase movie, and it's really funny, and Tom Arnold's in it. But here's the thing that struck me as odd. I tweeted about it because there's a scene where they sit around talking about how the word fag, like he says, that's so gay, or he says, you know, what a fag about something, and Kristen Bell goes, that's, you know, you shouldn't say that because that, gay people, it marginalizes them when you talk that way, and they have the whole discussion about it, but every time they said the word fag, they drop the audio, so they're like having a discussion about why you shouldn't say a particular word, and then dropping the word, so no one's learning anything.
Everyone thinks it's the N-word.
Bert, I know that when I see some lips, I know the difference between fag and a two-syllable word. I guess it could have been faggot, but anyway. It's a good scene in a movie that gets ruined by TV, but at least the rest of the movie, every time they say fuck, they just drop it. I like when they drop the audio on fuck instead of changing it to, you know,
I like
Frank!
I like the old school. Let's change up the dialogue to...
You like that?
Yeah, like in Big Lebowski. It's like, this is what happens when you meet a stranger in the Alps. That's genius stuff. Instead of, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? Come on.
Well, sometimes filmmakers are clever about it. Like Edgar Wright, like he goes through, and if there's a line that's going to have to get changed, he writes another line. Yes. And has the actor say it. And, you know, that's super smart, but it's still, you're still having a sense of your own shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do that with
oh shit, I just said shit three times.
The only movie I saw of Dax and what Kristen Bell is, they did that, they were putting laundry in a washing machine.
That's a TV commercial.
How much money do they need? Holy shit. They're great actors. Fucking let me do the commercials.
I do have minor beef with Sam Jackson and Jennifer Garner because you see them constantly in the What's in Your Wallet commercials. They don't need more money.
No shit.
Neither one of them needs more money. And also they're advertising, hey, do you want to be in horrible, horrible debt for the rest of your life? Get a credit card. That's what they're saying.
I love in those commercials, you can just tell that Samuel L. Jackson wants to say fuck so bad.
What's in your wallet, motherfucker?
And you just know he wants to let it out.
What's in your bad motherfucker wallet?
If celebrities All right. are doing commercials, I think they should make them soul-sucking commercials so we can appreciate them losing some of their identity. Like, hi, I'm Dax Shepard. This is a Samsung washer and dryer, but right now I'm going to suck my dick for you. And then Kristen Bell's holding the back of his head. Come on, do it. We need the paycheck. We want a beach house.
Did I mention Dax and Kristen are friends of this show?
I like them. I mean.
Like, that should be your shtick as you go everywhere with a shovel because you're going to dig a hole for yourself.
Dude, I was in a podcast where I did nothing but shit on Chris Pratt and his chick, whatever her name is.
Anna Faris?
Anna Faris. And then I was like...
I love both of them.
At the very end, I was like, I really like them. But I don't know, you just get on a rant because I was like, oh, fucking... And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I forget people hear this. And then Chris Pratt, who's a human being, might be driving to work one day to set and go, oh, this is Bert Kreischer, I really like him. And turn it up and go, what a fucking dick.
Yeah, it's...
Dax is like...
I'm sure he's going to say, Bert Kreischer, I really like him.
You never know.
You don't. You do not know when somebody's going to hear it and then you've lost a fan. Because that's the first time Dax and I ever met, he later told me that I said something sarcastic to him that made him think I, you know, he didn't like me for a long time. And then we ran into each other again and got along great. But
he's got a good, he did a great podcast where he talked about getting sober. It was fucking really kind of moving. I was like, oh shit. Like, I'm not going to do his
book. Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but...
It was really fucking... So I really like you, Dax. You're my favorite from Punk'd.
He's definitely not listening to this. And in the competition between him and Ashton Kutcher, of course he is. people don't burn Ashton Kutcher anymore.
Hey, nothing bad about Ashton Kutcher. He's a fucking good guy.
I heard your Uber rating goes down if you shit talk Ashton Kutcher.
I'm Bert Kreischer. I'm a huge Ashton Kutcher fan.
You even say it weirdly.
By the way, that guy, that's a guy who said stuff out loud. And they're like, that's $1 million idea. Because he's got like a company. That's all he does, make $1 million ideas, I think. I don't know. I'm not certain.
No, he's one of the biggest owners in Uber.
Oh, fuck. I gotta hang out with Ashton Kutcher so I can speak around him and him go, whoa.
Yeah.
Monkey
idea.
Fist for
him? He's gotta get
idea.
You to stop saying Kutcher.
What's his last name?
Kutcher.
Kutcher? You say Kutcher, I say Kutcher.
Let's call the whole thing off. Bert Kreischer, everybody. Here's the part of the show where Bert normally turns it off, but tonight he's gonna have to suffer through it. Because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Lots of great name tags for you to choose from, and one guy holding up his work ID. So pick whatever name tag you want to play for, and while you do that...
You know what I'm going for.
While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by JackThreads.com. When was the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on before paying for them? Never, right? Well, that's exactly what JackThreads.com does. You can try anything on at home for free, and you only pay for what you keep. Whether it's a big name brand or the Jack Threads in-house line, you can be sure you're 100% in love with the items you ordered before spending a cent. We ordered some stuff, used the new tryout program. We were impressed with the items, and it was real easy to send the stuff back that we didn't want. Choose anything you want and try it on at home for free. You'll have 7 days to decide if it's working for you. Jack Threads gives you everything you need to send things back. Packing tape and prepaid shipping label. I love it. It couldn't be easier. Go to jackthreads.com and enter the code Doug when you submit your tryout for 20% off anything you keep. That's jackthreads.com, code Doug to save 20% on anything you keep. Never buy before you try ever again. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles this holiday season, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or you are that geek, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive items you can only get with Loot Crate. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. They're always watching. They've designed a system to keep you down. They're meddlesome. Hello, friends. It's time for a revolution. Fight the power and pave the way for a brighter tomorrow with December's Rebellious Crate, featuring exclusive items from Assassin's Creed, Mr. Robot, Firefly, and more, including an exclusive Funko Pop figure, our monthly t-shirt, and don't forget that pin.
You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, you know how it goes. It is over. That is it. And just for December, you can get 15% off all Loot Crate subscriptions just by going to lootcrate.com/Doug and using the promo code GIFTING15, G-I-F-T-I-N-G 15. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Great job, everybody! Who are you playing for, Bert?
Jason. Jason and Bert's go to White Castle for 100 burgers.
Yeah, I don't get what that's about, but it's a good good likeness of you. Have you seen the White Castle movies, the Harold and Kumars?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
No.
Both of those guys, both the actors that play those parts, not weed smokers. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Cal Penn used to write for Obama.
Yeah, Cal Penn was like an Obama guy for a while.
He worked
speeches
for him.
Worked in his office. Oh, look at this pipe. All right, so what's the name of the guy you're playing for?
Jason, I
think. All right, good job, Jason. Who are you playing for there, Chris?
I got the Hateful Tate.
Hateful Tate?
Over here, who looks not hateful at all. It's very sweet, actually. Kind of confusing, but it's homemade.
It's a very nice sign. It reminds me of when people do, like, remixes of movie posters, and they,
like
do a new design.
Yeah, like a Mondo poster or something.
I think that design's better than the one they did with the actual movie, to be honest with you.
I think it's pretty awesome, and I love the movie, so...
And her name is Tate. I thought she just thought Jeff Tate might be here today. But her first name is Tate.
Is your first name Tate?
Yeah. And she won't tell us her last name.
First name's Tatum.
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 All right.
Good job. Good stuff. There you go.
Is your last name Channing?
I was going to ask if her last name was Tots.
Oh, that's a great name, Tatum Tots.
Channing Tatum, a Tampa guy, went to Gaither.
You keep me posted, Bert.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Turn off Bert's mic, please. Thank you. Who are you playing for, Matt?
It's Ralphie, A Christmas Story. It's got my face and Bert's on it. I don't know why you didn't just call it A Christmas Ralphie. I would have gone with it.
That'd be fun, yeah.
But I liked it because it was a stocking and it's, you know.
And the name is Ralphie.
It's the time of the year.
Yeah, where's Ralphie at? That was you?
He's over yonder.
Okay. Yeah, the guy's name's Ralphie in the movie, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And this guy also has a lamp for a leg. What? Nobody knows the Christmas Story references? Yeesh. All right. Great job, you guys.
Thank you.
Good name tag picking. The first game we're going to play today is a little something called Live, Die, Repeat. All the games today are Bert Kreischer safe. You know, you're not a movie trivia guy.
Not at all.
Yeah. I like to make you happy. Give you a chance to win. So this first game, Bert, you may recall,
I'm going to say the title of a movie. The first one of you that repeats it back wins.
He's so ready.
He looks like it's his first day of school.
I was crying on my first day of school.
Aww.
It's like last day of school.
Okay, here we go.
Titanic!
You stepped on my look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good?
It's not a movie.
That's always what Mark Wahlberg
never know,
says
he's repeat
before, before he does his lines. All right, here we go. Bad
Santa. Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa 2. Bad Santa 2.
Knocked his drink off the table.
Thank you.
Dip the donuts in the vodka.
The donuts.
Yeah, the donuts got wet.
Oh, those are donuts too?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
The people bring a lot of donuts, Bert. I'm sorry. But I'll put these over here so they're out of the splash zone.
Make sure that cord casually drapes over that puddle. That seems totally safe.
Bert's also going to need another vodka and soda.
Thanks for those donuts, Alex. Do you want a backup? Do you want another one?
Yeah, they're bringing it.
Okay. That's your prize for getting Bad Santa 2 the fastest.
I'll take one, too. I'll take a vodka and soda, too. Anyone listening?
So. Nope, you don't get to drink anymore because you lost.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, no, let's do... What are you guys drinking? You're drinking Tito's and soda all around?
Tito's and soda. Make
it, all right. Yeah. Three Tito's and soda, please. Do you need another beer, Matt?
Yeah, I'll take another Heineken, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Let's play.
I'll see the movement.
Bert, you get to go first in this next game.
All right. Here we go.
It's called ABCD's Nuts. There's some minimal amount of spelling involved. It's not difficult spelling. You just need to know what the next letter is in the phrase that we're going to spell. And today's phrase is Bert is fat.
Okay.
Mostly because Tom is fat is one less letter and we want to have a fun game.
Okay.
But that's the thing about that, though. It's going back to the challenge that you and Bert are doing, Tom are doing, is essentially you're cheering each other on now because you both need to meet the weight, right?
Yeah, we're...
You're not competing against each other.
We're competing against each other in the same direction. It's like LeBron and Dwayne Wade. Like, someone wants to be the MVP, but they both want to win the championship.
Okay.
It was a bad analogy.
It's exactly like LeBron and Dwayne Wade, the greatest athletes from...
Very, very relevant reference.
Yeah.
We're both like... He keeps checking me. He's like, how you at? Where you at? And then I'll tell him, but then he'll tell me, and then Rogan's like, oh, he's sandbagging you. He's lying. And I go, really? And so I was like, send a pic. And so he sent a pic from before, and then I sent him my dick pic.
Oh, here comes...
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah, give him a taller glass. That's a good idea. Thank you. And can we get one more for Chris? Oh, there it is. Thanks. Let's hear it for the hardworking people
you.
Here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Here at the Hard Rock Semen Hole Improv. It's not Christmas if there isn't an elf hat on the eye. Here's elf hat on your eye, everybody. Okay, so you really got to keep us all up to date on the internet. Like, how can people follow the saga?
I'm posting a lot on my Instagram, and so I'm doing like, I'll be posting one a day about my working out on my Instagram, and they're usually lighthearted and funny. It's not as good as The Rock's workout videos. And then I think we're gonna do a live podcast, maybe from the Comedy Store. Or maybe we'll do it at Rogan's place of the day of the weigh-ins, and that'll be.
Oh, you'll do a podcast for each weigh-in?
No, I think we're just gonna do one on the third. We're gonna all meet up and do them each day, and then we'll do one on the third, and that's when the beard comes off of one of us.
What if you don't make it on the first day? You can still make it by the third day, or you have to be there by day one?
We're all going to be there by day one because no matter what, we're going to panic diet to get there on day one. Yeah. Day three is the day where we might fall out, where you're like, fuck it, I got to eat carbs.
It's pizza time. Oh. What? So how many pounds do you need to lose?
I just need to lose eight pounds.
Eight more?
8 pounds.
Just cut off a hand. You'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Oh. Shave your stomach.
Yeah, you're who I'm taking weight loss advice from, Matt. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get there. I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe you'll weigh less when you have the baby. Is the whole family supportive of your efforts?
No, not at all. My daughter Isla was eating donuts the other day, and she was dunking them in milk, old fashions in milk. And then she goes, "You know you want it."
And came over here.
Oh yeah, it looked so good. And then she just put it in my mouth. She goes, "Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it." And I couldn't stop. I went.
Oh my God. All right, so we're going to spell Bert as fat. So the idea of Bert is that the first letter is B for Bert as fat. So all you got to do is name any movie that begins with the letter B. And if you match the one I wrote down in advance, you win this game. It's not likely, but it might happen. Name any movie that begins with B, Bert.
Boondock
not
Saints.
Bert, not you guys. Boondock Saints, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I went with Big Fat Liar.
I know what we're doing here.
The next letter for you, Chris, is E.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah! Oh.
That reminds me, an ornament from the Christmas tree is going in the prize bag. They got tons of them. They can afford to lose one. I went with Eating Raoul. R is your letter there, Matt.
Running Scared?
Oh. I went with Run, Fat Boy, Run. T, Bert.
I mean, I'm trying to guess what the one you picked is, but I got one, and it's due to my drinking. Tremors?
Oh, I'm sorry. I picked Tremors, too. No, I'm just kidding. I went with The Nutty Professor. Oh. Not the Jerry Lewis one. I is the next letter for you there, Chris.
I know what you're doing, but I can't think of one that's going to fit what you're doing, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Inception.
Yeah, I honestly almost wrote Inception because I was having trouble finding a movie that fit this, but I ended up going with, and please, I don't like to fat shame anybody, but I went with Identity Thief. Oh. I know, right?
Oh, shit.
Melissa McCarthy.
I'm a big fan of Melissa McCarthy, so... I'm literally a big fan. I think when you have your own weight problem, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, sure.
It's like being black.
No?
I mean, kind of. Not exactly like it.
There was like one black guy at the Paul and Young Ron show yesterday, so he became a object of attention. Are there any here today?
Yeah, this guy right here.
Oh, there you
right?
go. Nice
oh,
to see
happy.
You.
It counts.
I like it that when you come out to white guys love movies. I appreciate it. S is the next letter.
Slammin' Salmon.
Shout out to our friends in the old Broken Lizard. I went with Shallow Hal. One of the most fat-shaming movies of all time. Bert? F.
Fuck.
Fat. Albert?
Ben Albert?
No. I did think of that, Albert, because your name is Albert, right?
My name's Albert. Yeah. That would have been really good.
I went with Dom DeLuise starring in a movie called Fatso.
Oh, shit!
A is the next letter, Chris.
American Pie.
That's a good guess. Because I think you gain weight even if you fuck a pie.
I think so. A lot of carbs.
I went with Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Get in my belly!
And finally, come on, bring it home. Come on, Matt, you got this.
All this pressure.
T.
Damn.
I know there's a pizza that I like that there's a movie about.
What?
What?
There's a pizza that I like there's a movie about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
A long walk to get to that one.
You would think the way you laugh would make you lose weight. All that shaking of your belly. Anything, Matt?
I'm gonna go with the doors because Bert can't fit through them.
Boom!
No,
the people fatter than me only fat shame.
I never get to make fat jokes. It's so wonderful.
Are you just taking your act and turning it around and saying Bert in front of it?
Oh, I never make fat jokes.
Yeah.
You should start.
I am pretty awesome at it.
He's, as soon as the show's over, he's going to change his Twitter name to Fert Bernandez. Fert. That's what you should say whenever you fart. Oh, sorry, buddy. I just farted. $1 million idea. That's your next t-shirt. Who farted? Do you have a guess for T? You were saying something about a pizza?
I was going to say Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone Pizza.
Yeah.
Do you have another? You have a guess, Chris?
For
that final T?
The Nutty Professor 2.
Full title?
Meet the Clumps.
Beat the Clumps?
Meet the Clumps. Meet them, meet them.
Oh.
Or you can beat them. I don't give a shit about the Clumps. Meet them or beat them.
It's just the Clumps.
Fuck.
You don't have to meet them or beat them.
Usually there's an instruction in there, damn it.
All right, so nobody won that game. So, Bert, you're still the champ today.
I like this.
You're doing good, buddy. Do you want to throw another donut to celebrate?
Yeah. I know which one I'm going to throw so I can lick my fingers.
Take out your rage on them donuts. You went for the pink one. The Simpsons donut.
What kind of throw is that? I love these fake balcony things they have that no one can sit up there because they're not real, but they have a little depth to them. So I'm going to try to throw a donut into one. And then years from now, somebody will come along and they'll be like, oh, now we know why there's so many rats in this club. Yeah, don't worry, I got more.
Oh, shit. That is definitely going to be a problem. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Let's do it with salmon.
Anymore. It smells fishy.
Oh my gosh.
God damn it. You guys good?
Great.
Fantastic.
Because there's plenty more donuts to throw if you want. I like to either throw all the donuts at the end or just briefly along the way, because when we have a long donut throwing session, people listening to it are like, eh. I want movie trivia, not, oh, yay.
Was that her?
As the gentleman over here swallowed an air horn. Oh. Should have gone to the emergency room, but he's a big fan. He just presses right here. It's muffled because it's inside him.
Let's play Last Man Stanton. Decide this motherfucker. Yeah. Speaking of Last Man Stanton, we had a rousing game of it in the 12 Guests of Christmas West Coast edition that by the time you're hearing this, it'll probably be still a couple more days before it's available on iTunes. We're looking at maybe next Tuesday for $2. Has anybody here listened to the New York 12 Guests of Christmas? That is a long-ass episode. That's like Joe Rogan Experience length. All right, so Last Man Stanton, you know how this works, right, guys?
Let's just, for anyone who doesn't know, let's rewind.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home.
Yeah, I mean, of the people on stage, there might be somebody in a hat that doesn't know. There might be a shirtless individual who doesn't know. You should write something on your chest if it's going to be out all the time.
We were thinking about doing that for my Call in Sick to Work shows, is sell advertising on me, like a NASCAR, and just be like, and just do it local. Be like, you got it, it's like $100, and I'll just put on these tattoos, like these stickers, but the sticker.
But it should be like a company like Epicac or something, like, you know.
Why Epicac?
Because seeing you with your shirt off makes me want to throw up anyway. I was just thrilled I came up with Epicac. Is that a brand name or a the name of the actual thing? It's the thing. So there's other brands. There's certain brands of Epicac. Morty's Epicac.
Why do you guys know so much about Epicac? What's wrong with you?
When you have kids, man, you have to have Epicac in the house so they eat anything poisonous, fucking jam in their throat, and they start throwing up.
That's called natural selection. Let it do its job.
Oh, I got a crazy idea. Have no poison in the house.
It's not, guys, I don't have jars of poison. It's fucking shit that you need in your house. Like poison. Fucking drink
that kids will drink.
Yeah. Yeah, my kid, man. When my youngest, I thought she was trying to collect a life insurance policy on herself. She fell down the stairs 3 times.
Would she run back up and fall down again?
Dude, one time she climbed over the bottom baby gate, got all the way to the top, climbed up to the top baby gate, and was at the top of it and fell all the way fucking down. Fucking kid.
They're resilient, though.
One time I was deboning a chicken, and I just cut the spine out of it, and I put it in the trash can, and I said, Isla, do not touch this. I turn around, not 3 seconds later, she is deep-throating the... going, oh. I'm like, oh my God. I cut up jalapenos and left them on the table one time. I go, Isla, you are not to touch these. And she put one in her mouth, and I'm still cooking, and all of a sudden I hear her whimpering. And I go, what? She goes, I think I ate poison.
I love how don't touch these goes to into the mouth. Don't touch that stove. Oh yeah, go ahead and lick it. Which reminds me, yesterday you licked a painting. Fucking Ron Castronova goes, hey, lick this painting, and you just fucking lick it without thinking about it, and then he said it was painted by a guy's dick.
Yeah. I had blacked that moment out, oddly enough, and you just reminded me of it.
You should get one of those tongue scrapers and use it a lot.
I stopped fucking with my tongue when I got married. I was like, you get what you get, you don't get upset.
So you gonna go home and say, honey, I licked a dick painting?
And what happens in Fort Lauderdale?
Stays in Hollywood.
Stays in Hollywood.
All right, so somebody in the audience has been pre-selected with a that suggested to me on Twitter. They have a great name for Last Man Standing, and then I'll get the name, Bert, and it's an actor or actress. We take turns. You'll go first.
Thank you.
We'll switch the order around. I'll go second, then Matt, and then Chris, and we just name movies. If we can't think of one, you're out.
You're right there?
I'm all right. I'm just having some soda burps.
And, but here's a wrinkle that I like to introduce whenever Bert Kreischer is playing, because I want him to have an equal chance, and Matt and Chris know a lot about movies. So, your lifeline, the person that's whose name tag you chose, if they're willing, can come up on stage and be a teammate with you during this game. Get up here. What are their names? Ralphie, get up here. White Castle, get up here.
Hey.
Here we go. And there's Kate. Tate.
How you doing? I like that shirt.
Hateful Tate.
Hey guys. Hey.
Just we'll work it out. Just make some room, you guys, for them to kind of stand next to you. Here we go. I don't want to. Here we go. I should just fucking get rid of this Christmas tree. Throw that into the crowd. You comfortable? Are you good? Okay. We're good. Can everybody see everybody? All right. Ralphie. Which one's Ralphie? Oh, you're Ralphie. All right. Share your microphone with him, Matt. Are you Ralphie?
Hello. Yes. Welcome, Ralph. Ralph.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, it says Ralphie on your thing, you know. You can't suggest a name and then take it back. All right, and now also, whenever you guys get one right, as long as they are at last, a member of your team could throw a donut into the crowd.
Nice. Awesome.
What's going on, Bert?
I just asked if he photoshopped my teeth in this picture.
All right.
They look very white, and I was like, okay.
Try to focus. Hey, hold up that I Love You, Dan poster again, can you? Look at this, Bert. Look at how good you look on this one. That's you.
Oh, I saw that on the internet yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a really... You're instead of Jason Segel. And Jason Segel was looking very, very good in that one.
God damn it, that's how skinny he is?
Yeah, well, in that one. I think he goes up and down.
He stopped drinking, too.
Good story. All right. Someone on Twitter that goes by the name Dregs. That's you? And where are you from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, all right. And thanks for making the trip over here. Thanks for coming to the swamp. They used to have alligator shows out there. Now there's
they
just...
still do.
What?
They got alligator shows in Florida?
No, I mean, but right out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like right next door was some sort of alligator and Indian museum or something, and of course that went out of business. But they're always adding stuff in here, and it's a fun place to hang out. I tried to turn that around, make it a positive plug. All right, so Dregs, what's your suggestion? Danny DeVito! I like it! That's a fun one. All right, so Danny DeVito, starting with you, Bert. No, producing credits don't count.
Twins.
So you can't say Pulp Fiction.
Twins.
Okay. He's going with Twins.
That's okay.
Bert or your partner, would you like to throw a donut?
Go to the donut.
All right.
Yes, do it.
There you go. Oh, shit.
Oh, in the face! Whoa! That's what you get for enjoying yourself.
How dare you?
Sitting there having a lovely time. Donut face. All right, I'll start off with, just to get it out of the way, because, you know, everyone's thinking it.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh, good one. Everyone was thinking that one.
Batman Returns.
I didn't ask myself if I wanted to throw a donut.
I apologize.
No, that's cool. What'd you say?
Batman Returns.
Yeah, you did.
Get up there and throw a donut, man. Today's your day. Oh.
That was in the back of the room.
Yeah, try not to hit the projector and the lights and stuff. You're hungry over there? Okay, noted. Thanks for coming to the world famous improv comedy club and restaurant. Chris?
Throw mama from the train.
Yes.
Take, throw that donut. Do it. The one with the filling. Nice.
And I have decided that movies he's directed count. You can go with directed. He's usually in the ones he directed, so it works either way. But all right, Bert?
Mars Attacks.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I gotta give it to
Aylin.
He gets that.
That's DeVito?
Yeah. I remember that part. I remember it.
This guy's quoting Mars Attacks. I think he gets it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the movie.
He's a what?
Slimy casino owner.
That's Nicholson. You're not talking about Jack Nicholson.
He tries to give him the
Jack
watch.
Jack Nicholson is rich in it. He plays multiple characters.
Here, I'll look it up on IMDb and tell you.
I really don't think he's in it, but he might be. A lot of people are in it. It's the JFK of comedy. It's supposed to be a comedy, yeah. It's brutal. Supposedly. Just watch a bunch of famous people get killed by aliens. Quack, quack, quack. Did you find it? DeVito's in that?
Yeah.
Shit.
Way to fucking go.
All right.
Hold on.
I can't picture him in that. I see Jack Black running like an asshole and getting killed by the aliens.
Pierce Brosnan's head on a dog.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker and Michael J. Fox's heads, just something. Floating heads.
Yeah.
It's a weird-ass movie.
Great.
Shut up. All right, Bert, what are you doing? Conferring?
No, I'm just letting him know I got this shit locked.
You guys are a good team. You remind me of the movie Twins. I'm going to go with War of the Roses.
Fuck me. There goes my lock.
You had one movie and you thought you had a lock?
Well, there's
no, I'm good. All right, so Matt?
The Lorax.
The Lorax, you son of a bitch. He hasn't been in many movies lately because he's busy with Always Sunny in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Which he's so funny on that. Such perfect casting. Anyway, do you want to throw a donut? You good?
All right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can put one in the back.
Oh, he's got jelly filled.
Oh! You almost hit the guy who was hungry. So close. Chris?
Get Shorty.
Yes.
Get him. Yes, Tate. Throw that donut.
There we go. Kate's throwing a donut. I call you Kate every time. It's Tate. Tate.
Nice.
I took your War of the Roses, Bird. Do you have something else ready to go?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that, Doug. I like to call it Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone. I like it. You guys want to throw a donut? Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh! Deflected and then basically on the floor. No one's going to pick it up and eat it.
The rats are going to eat well.
I love it when people just pick it up and eat it.
Oh, he ate it. The comedy club floor donut. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was an interesting choice.
Romancing the Stone helped me to remember Jewel of the Nile. Matt.
Be cool, Doug. Be cool.
He's in that one, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I love Get Shorty, and Be Cool is so bad.
It's rough.
It's like it doesn't transfer to go, now let's make it about the music industry. No.
And PG-13.
Nice try. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're an expert on that PG-13 shit.
Shit pisses me off, man.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Death to Smoochie.
Oh!
Tate Donut.
Yeah, throw a donut.
Yes.
Tate.
I love having a designated donut thrower. Yeah. Looks like a gentleman who appreciates a donut, too. All right.
This is really, we've made it pretty far. Bert looks like he's out. He's looking to his partner. He's got a suggestion.
Hey now.
What? Don't say any, you guys.
Shut up. I didn't hear it.
I'm glad you didn't hear it.
No. I'm going.
Oh, you heard it?
There's no honor.
What did he say? What?
Matilda.
Yeah,
don't
do
that.
We're not gonna.
Yeah, Matilda, that's a fun one. So that's off the table.
Good job, guy.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know if I would have remembered that, but I do like it and him in it. He's good at being terrible. Being an awful father.
I've got one.
You think?
Yeah, well, it's one of two titles. I'm gonna go with Going Bananas.
You're out.
What is it called?
It's my turn. Going Ape.
Fuck! Fuck! I knew it was either Going Ape or Going Bananas. Fuck! God damn it.
I'm definitely throwing a donut.
Good job.
Okay, Matt.
What's the worst that could happen? Starring Martin Lawrence.
Whoa. Yeah, I was going to say, when you said what's the worst that could happen, I was like, just answer the question. Good job. You want to throw the last donut? Last donut, you guys.
That's the messiest one, too. Covered in chocolate, filled with cream. Oh, here we go. Oh, so sad.
What a nice talk.
Oh, shit.
No more donuts.
No donuts. Well, wait, what? There's more?
Oh, okay. Donuts, donuts. My God. He is in a lot of movies. Ooh.
Are there donuts in this stocking, too? Is that what that is?
Stockings full of donuts?
Sure, they're all the same.
They're just loose in the bottom of that big... Oh.
And the box is taped. Oh.
And now it begins. People are just going to start throwing donuts. Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I thought it was just like a weight.
I'm getting so fat just from licking my fingers.
Welcome to
I'm glad I don't have a weigh-in coming up. What are you looking up, Bert?
I'm looking up Danny DeVito movies. That guy fucking works. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's made a few. All right, where are we at?
Me.
Chris?
He's in the movie Heist.
Heist?
It's a David Mamet movie. Gene Hackman.
It's interesting. I all right. See that
Ricky J. Trust guys.
Sold.
And it's dope. See it.
All right. It's dope. See it.
All right.
I'm going to go with Hoffa. Oh.
Fucking really good. Really good, Doug.
All right, Matt.
Junior.
Yes, of course. The sequel, the unofficial sequel to Twins. Chris. All right, you got one? Uh-oh. He's using Tate.
All right.
Come on, Tate.
them out. I can't think of a Danny DeVito movie. Was he a voice in...
I wanted to hit that guy in the hat just like looking at his phone or something. But I missed. You ready? Snagged it out of the air.
Last second there, too.
Nice job.
That's pretty good. Was he a voice in Shark Tale? Yes. Yes, he was.
What? Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
I don't give a fuck.
It's called confidence. Be confident in your answers, people.
I'm going to go with other people's money.
Damn it.
Wow.
What do you got, Matt?
All dogs go to heaven.
Oh, shit!
Oh, there's one.
Chris?
He was for sure in JFK.
No, he wasn't.
We're out then.
All right. That means Matt Fernandez is our winner!
He ate the floor donut, went to throw up.
Yeah, I threw it at his seat. I reminded him that there's food out there in the world, so he went out to get some. Thank you for participating, all of you guys. And,
God, man. Thank you. I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Give me your shithead off of there. Oh, you won, so you get all this stuff. And some of those donuts, too, if you want, because we got so many donuts up here. And give me your shithead there off the back there, Chris. Just give me the piece of paper. There you go. And you got one there on the back of yours, Bert? All right.
Ruthless people.
Ruthless people.
There's lots of ones we missed. What else?
What are you yelling? Sound like? You're just screaming at us.
Rainmaker! Rainmaker! I have IMDb too.
Tin Man, what? He's in Space Jam? Rainmaker, yeah.
Man on the Moon, Man on the Moon. Taxi.
Taxi was Jimmy Fallon.
Screwed with Norm MacDonald and Dave Chappelle.
You guys sound like a bunch of animals. A bunch of animals.
You guys all know a Danny DeVito movie. Good for you. Yeah. Bert Kreischer. What do you got to plug, Bert?
My Showtime special, our special, The Machine, is airing all month on Showtime. You can download the Showtime app for free and then use a 7-day trial, put in an email and a password, and you will watch it for free. Find me on the road, Thomas Pfaff.
Thanks, dude. Chris Crespo.
Yes.
Chris Cinema Crespediso, yes, is the podcast.
Thank you. Cinema Crespediso, guys. Check it out at chriscrespo.com. Hit me up on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher. I mentioned this last time. I'm going to mention it again. My homie still needs a kidney. Please go to kidneyforkevin.com. He's lined up to get a donor, which is awesome. But those kidney rejection, anti-rejection meds, even with insurance, come out to $4,000 per month for the rest of his life. So he needs help. Kidneyforkevin.com. He would appreciate it. So would I.
Yeah, that's great. Do that.
And chriscrespo.com. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it, man.
Matt, do you know anybody that needs a liver?
Yeah, yours was so much better than mine. You can go to mattfernandezworld.com. All my dates. I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa in March with Nick DiPaolo, and I'll be in Philly at sometime in May. mattfernandezworld.com or at fatfernandez on Twitter.
Yes. One more time for all of my guests, Bert Kreischer, Chris Crespo, and Matt Fernandez.
Thank you.
Hey, Bert, can you set up your merch and sell some shirts to these nice folks?
Yeah, hold on 1 second, I'll find out.
All right.
Be serious, raise your hand if you're gonna buy a shirt.
I think there might be some buyers.
All right, fuck it, I'll sell merch.
Yeah, go set up out in the lobby.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a good way to get rid of him. Anytime Bert's getting on your nerves, say, go sell some merch. Oh shit, there's still like 3 more donuts. Thank you so much to the Fort Lauderdale Improv, to all of you guys for showing up. And as usual, my wife is a shithead. And 2016 is a shithead.
When's the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on before paying for them? Never, right? Well, Jack Threads lets you try clothes on at home for free. Choose anything you want, try it all on, keep what works, send back the rest. It's a smarter way to shop. Go to jackthreads.com and enter the code Doug for 20% off anything you keep. See you next time. I mean, talk to you next time. You know what I mean.
It's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.